Hey folks, today I wanna talk about my personal philosophy, the philosophy which I myself have arrived at. And although it is not very mature, it is newborn and I have to work a lot on it. Nevertheless, I thought it's a good idea to share it with you guys. Yeah, I think rebellion is a philosophy which I think is the most defendable approach regarding the universe. At least this is my personal opinion. First time I came across this philosophy was in a very famous chapter in Dostoevsky's famous philosophical work called The Brothers Karamazov. It is on ZBook as well, by the way. You can read it on ZBook, this brilliant work. Yeah, in that chapter, which is also called Rebellion, Ivan Karamazov, which is an atheist and a little nihilist, we can call it, discusses with his religious brother, Alyosha. And this is such a brilliant chapter. They discuss about the sufferings of innocent children. Ivan Karamazov brings this philosophy up and discusses about it in a very colorful tone and colorful way, and he describes the sufferings of innocent children, and he asks his religious brother, why should I believe in a God, in a merciful God, regarding all these sufferings? It is more complicated than I'm just summarizing it. But Alyosha gets distressed and says, this is rebellion, Ivan. This is rebellion. And Ivan Karamazov, his brother, laughs and says, yeah, I wonder you say that. Yes, I am rebellious person. He uses this very famous sentence. I don't want this harmony of universe. This harmony which is built upon even a single child, the suffering of a single child. I will get the ticket back to God. I will return it to God. The ticket of this harmony. The ticket of entering this harmony. I will reject it. I will return this ticket to God. I don't want it at all. So this was the first time I came across this philosophy of rebellion in a very famous chapter of Dostoevsky's book, Brothers Karamazov. Yeah, and I think there are some aspects of this philosophy, and I'm gonna count them here. And these are actually the reasons, the backgrounds which can lead one to adopt this philosophy. So one of these aspects is indifference of universe. Many philosophers have talked about it, even Albert Camus. Yeah, indifference and silence and this coldness of universe, indifference to our sufferings, indifference to our needs, to our personal desires. The universe is silent, is non-responsive, doesn't care. And this is scary if you think about it. We feel very alone in this vast universe which doesn't give a damn about us, to be honest. The second thing is what Ivan Karamazov said. If this universe has a creator, he or she cannot be a good being, a benevolent deity. And this is also talked about a lot in ancient times even. This is misotheism, or the hatred of God, the hatred of creator. For example, there were some early Christian groups called themselves Gnostics. Yes, Gnostics. And they believe that this material world which we live in is created by a demiurge, by a devil god. So we should reject it, we should abstain from bringing innocent souls and imprisoning souls in this material dark universe. Yeah. So these are some reasons which lead to this philosophy. Also, there are more, but I don't want to come into it. It will become very lengthy. And so these were the reasons. You might ask, so what? What does this philosophy have to offer? And here is what I call the philosophy of rebellion, and why I call it rebellion. I will count some of these approaches towards the indifferent universe, which all share this common aspect of rebellion. The one is the philosophy of antinatalism. As I mentioned a few seconds ago about Gnostics, they advocated that we shouldn't bring innocent souls into this dark material world, which is called by a devil demiurge. So the philosophy of antinatalism, I believe, is kind of rebellion against this universe. I say to this universe, I will reject you. I reject you. If I bring someone into this universe, it means that I accept all these situations, which I cannot personally. So I refrain from this horrible action. Another one is living ethically. Even if universe is immoral and is indifferent and doesn't care about morality, I will live a moral and ethical life, and I will fight this evil universe by being a moral and ethical human being. If universe doesn't care about reduction of sufferings, I care. I will try to reduce the sufferings of sentient beings. And another approach to this indifferent universe, a rebellious approach, is what I call the philosophy of Khayyam. I think the philosophy of Khayyam is a prime example of rebellion against this universe. It is pessimistic, but nevertheless, it advocates, if you have read his poems, his Rubaiyat, you'll agree that he advocates living happily as much as we can. This is a rebellion against this dark world. We should laugh. We should be happy. We should enjoy our lives as much as we can. Yes, it's sometimes impossible, but if we can, sometimes we can. And at these times, we should live happily, according to the pessimist philosopher and poet Khayyam. So, I call this Shadi Khayyami, which is negative, which is responsive. He doesn't say that life is beautiful, so enjoy it. He says, because life is not beautiful, you should rebel against it and live a happy life as much as you can. It's not worth just crying. It will never change anything. The universe is indifferent to our sufferings or to our happiness, for that matter. So why not be happy instead of being sorrowful? And there is also an approach by Julius Bunsen, the German pessimist philosopher, which is heroic pessimism. Yeah, he calls it heroic pessimism. And this is just living life knowing that it is pointless. So he doesn't advocate suicide. It's heroic. The hero knows that he will die at the end and he will not be victorious over this universe. But nevertheless, he goes on living. Yeah, this is the summary of my philosophy of rebellion. I think it's good to wrap it up here. I don't want to make it very long, but this was the summary of my personal philosophy of rebellion. I hope you enjoyed it, guys, and thank you for listening.